Time to get our local view. He's the columnist for the Register Guard, back from Vegas and ready to take it up a notch at the true Sin City, Sacramento. Follow along on Twitter, the handle at AustinMeekRG. Find his work on the cover of the Register Guard sports section. Austin, how's it going?
Pretty good. Boy, Steve, you must have had some different experiences in Sacramento than what I've had.
I just figure, I hear certain cities, and after Vegas, they all just seem a lot more tame. I guess unless you went to Mardi Gras. whole bunch of hoops, men and women in the big dance. Same time, third time ever, not since 2000. Kelly Graves and his team head to the Duke House, Cameron, to face Temple. But from the core, it's year three, young roster, so many freshmen contribute. How impressive a job has Graves and his staff done just getting this program upgraded and fast?
Well, it has been impressive. And I think one of the most impressive parts about it this season is, as Kelly pointed out yesterday at their watch party, I think they had six total years of experience, college basketball experience, on their roster this year. That's hard to do. No matter how talented your freshmen are, it's hard to make the tournament when you're that young. And he made the comparison to some other teams in the Pac-12. Look back 4 years for Oregon State. They were like 9-20-something. UCLA had a really good recruiting class, and their freshman year they didn't make the tournament. So no matter how talented you are, it's hard to get in the tournament when you don't have a lot of experience. And the fact that they got in this year, I think, really shows that they're going the right direction.
Yeah, and I know it's kind of simple, but, you know, they won two games in the Pac-12 tournament, including the crazy, amazing victory over Washington. And is it safe to say, regardless what happens Saturday against Temple or even round two against Duke, I know it's kind of a cliche that they kind of playing with house money?
Well, I thought the benchmark for this season was getting to the tournament. If they had missed the tournament this year, I think you would have felt like not quite living up to what you'd hope they'd be in year three. So now that they're here, I do think there's something to that, that whole concept of playing with house money. But that being said, I don't think Kelly Graves is really approaching it that way with his team. I think they feel like, hey, we're in the tournament now, and we have as good a chance as anybody to win a game. You know, Kelly's got some history as a double-digit seed of making some runs. He did it twice at Gonzaga as a 11 seed, got to an Elite Eight,
wow,
and got to a Sweet 16. So, you know, certainly it'll be a tall task for them if they have to play Duke on Duke's home floor. But I think they've got a great shot to win a game and then see what happens from there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun watching this team the next few years. Let's move to the men. Continue with Austin Meek of the Register Guard, a one seed in their conference tournament, made the final. They lose in the conference tournament. Did not damage some other schools who lost, maybe Kansas or North Carolina. But bottom line is Oregon had the least top 25 and least top 50 wins of all the 2 and 3 seeds. You have any issue with where they were seeded? Or, hey, a 2 or 3, it's really not that big a deal.
Well, you're right. It's not that big a deal. I thought they probably deserved a 2, but clearly the Chris Boucher injury factored into bumping them down to a 3. And I think if you look at it, if they weren't going to be in the West, then I think they got about as good a draw as they could have hoped for. Obviously, you'd rather be the 2 seed in the West that went to Arizona. But if you got to go somewhere, I don't think this sets up too badly for Oregon. I actually would rather be the 3 than the 2 in the Midwest, because I don't think it's a slam dunk that Louisville gets out of the second round. When the bracket first popped up, the game that jumped out at me was Michigan-Oklahoma State in a 7-10 game. That's going to be a war. And both of those teams, I think, are totally capable of pulling an upset in the second round. So I don't think it's a given that if Oregon gets to Kansas City, that they're automatically going to be playing Louisville.
Wow. Looking at that matchup, that is kind of a wow. As for the injury to Boucher, which, you know, they learn about on game day, we saw the result. But what you wrote, and again, not to oversimplify, for the young guy, the path that led him here to have it end like this, just beyond basketball. I mean, like I said, I don't want to oversimplify, but how much does this just stink for Boucher?
Yeah, it's a really bad deal for him. He's got a great story. He came from total obscurity, really, and became one of the most unique players in college basketball. And Oregon's definitely going to miss him. You know, Cavell Bigby-Williams can do some of the same things that Chris Boucher can do, but there's really nobody in the country who brings that skill set to the table. A guy who's that tall and that long and who can step out and shoot three-pointers and put it on the floor, there's really no big guy in the country that can match up with everything that Chris Boucher does. So it's really a weapon that Oregon's going to lose. You know, the versatility and the ability to create a mismatch that they had with Chris Boucher, there's just no way to replace that at all.
Now, if you look at those circumstances, his injury, they for a while almost had trouble keeping it close against Arizona, and that's a really good Wildcat team, and they couldn't put Oregon away. So the fact that they showed well on, I guess you could call it short notice, the contribution of Bigby-Williams, is that a reason for optimism, or you have a feeling eventually the reality of losing such a unique player as Boucher is just going to halt them?
Well, I think it is a good sign. I thought in the first half of that game, Oregon looked just kind of shaken, like they still, you know, emotionally were dealing with the fact that Chris Boucher was out, which I'm sure they were. I mean, it's impossible to get that news the morning of the game and then come out that night and not be in some way distracted by it. So I thought in the second half, the adrenaline and the instinct kind of took over, and that looked a little more like what we're used to seeing from Oregon. And I think the Oregon team we saw in the second half is going to be more like the team we'll see in the tournament. So I do think, you know, there's reason to believe that Oregon can be okay. But if they run into a team like Louisville, man, you're really going to miss that 6'11 guy off the bench who blocks shots and creates a mismatch. And, you know, it's hard to believe that whatever Oregon's ceiling was, whatever their potential was before Chris Boucher got hurt, it's hard to believe that they'll get quite to that level without him.
Yeah, I think that's just common sense. Since they have us on a short leash today, one final thought. You know, with this circumstance that's been presented to Oregon, region by region, have you gone through the brackets? Do you have any Cinderella teams, anybody you're leaning on, any big, bold predictions for this tournament from Mr. Meek?
Well, I'll give you my gut-level reaction Final Four, and I'm not totally committed to this. I reserve the right to change it by the time I actually submit my bracket for the pool.
Okay.
But my gut-level reaction, I had Duke, I had Gonzaga, I had Iowa State, and I had Butler. So on one side of the bracket, I did have a bunch of upsets. I may not be able to actually go through with that. I'm not sure I'm brave enough to actually pull the trigger, but that was my gut-level reaction when I just went through quickly and made my sort of picks based on instinct.
Well, before you submit anything and put your reputation on the line, I'm a really big Butler fan. Having beaten Villanova, they beat Arizona. I was kind of leaning to them, and I haven't had a quality bracket since 2000. So
well, that ought to make me a little nervous. Maybe,
you but might, well, although am I due could be the question. All right, hey.
Well, you and me both.
So they're kicking us off in about 25 minutes, so we'll cut this one short. We wish you safe travels to that toddling town known as Sacramento. Enjoy for however long you're there, and we'll catch up with you next week. Thanks a lot, Austin.
All right. Thanks, Steve.